Okay, so we will continue our discussion. So third verse we had been discussing from yesterday. So उत्साहान निश्चया धैर्यात् तत्तत् कर्म प्रवर्तनात् संगत्यागात् सतो वृत्ते षड्भिर् भक्तिर् प्रसिद्ध्यति. सो सिक्स थिंग्स दैट अनडाउटेडली अश्योर कंप्लीट सक्सेस ऑफ प्योर डिवोशनल सर्विस वी डिस्कस्ड. सो फ्रॉम उपदेश प्रकाशिका we saw that utsaha means eagerness to perform the limbs of sadhana, that is utsaha, and nischaya means firm faith in the process. Dhairya means not slackening one's execution of the limbs of bhakti even when there is a delay in obtaining the desired goal. There may be a delay in obtaining the desired goal, but one should not slacken the practice of the limbs of bhakti. And tattat karma pravartana means to fully renounce one's material enjoyment while endeavoring exclusively for the attainment of Bhagavan, which means engagement in the 64 items. That is tattat karma pravartana. And sato vritti means to adopt the exalted conduct of the devotees. So one line explanation. Huh? Sangatyaga is self-explanatory. So that was from what is that? Upadesha Prakashika. In Piyusha Varshini Vritti, we saw that there are two things: maintaining one's existence by appropriate means, and the second thing is cultivating bhakti. These are the two essential activities of a devotee. And he says, Utsahan, Nishchayat, Dhairyat, Tattat Karma Pravartanat. These four indicates attitudes that are favorable for cultivation of bhakti. And Sangatyaga and Satovritte indicates how a devotee should conduct his life. So, then he says, Utsaha means eagerness to follow the rules and regulations of bhakti. That is Utsaha. Without this enthusiasm, one's bhakti will vanish. Following the limbs of bhakti with great respect is real Utsaha. Nischaya means firm faith. Dhairya means, again, same explanation, not slackening the execution of the limbs of bhakti even when there is a delay in obtaining the desired result. Same, enough, because he is following in the footsteps of Radharaman Goswami, the original commentator. Then fourth, tattat karma pravartana refers to bhakti poshaka karma, that which nourishes our practice of bhakti. There are two times in this, vidhi and nisheda. Performing the limbs of bhakti headed by shravanam kirtanam is vidhi, and renouncing Bhogadityaga Krishnasya Hetave, giving up sense gratification for the purpose of giving pleasure to Shri Krishna, is the primary prohibition. Sangatyaga means one should renounce the two types of Stri Sangi Eka Asadhu, Krishna Abhakta are. So, and in Krishna Abhakta, Stri Sangi mein do prakar ka Stri Sang hai, ek Stri Sangi hai, ek Stri Sangi Sanga Sangi hai. स्त्री संगी संघ, स्त्री संघ एंड स्त्री संगी संघ, बोथ आर अनफेवरेबल, बट ऑफ द टू स्त्री संगी संघ इज मोर अनफेवरेबल देन स्त्री संघ इटसेल्फ. एंड देन कृष्ण अभक्त में देर आर थ्री टाइप्स. वन इज द मेटीरियलिस्ट, देन देर आर मायावादीज, एंड देन देर आर धर्मध्वजीज, द प्रिटेंडर्स who show off themselves as being very progressed. कल डिस्कस नहीं किया? नहीं, किया ना. स्त्री संगी, स्त्री संगी संगी, वो डिस्कस नहीं किया. मेंशन्ड हियर. सतोवृत्ति मीन्स वन शुड अडॉप्ट द वर्चुअस कॉन्डक्ट ऑफ द प्योर डिवोटीज. And he says, Sato vritti for renounced, for those in the renounced order is Madhukari. Go and beg. Little, little you accept from each house and then you can honor that. And householders should sustain their lives in an honorable way according to the occupational duties recommended in the Varnashram system. So one should not do Ugra Karma. Tattat Karma Pravartanat means 64 limbs. Sato Vritti means sustenance ke liye kaisa life lead karna hai. Renunciance Madhukari karna hai. Or jo ye hai. Also, that is also Vaishnava Sadachar also is Sato Vritti. And Vritti also means, Vritti means attitude, Vritti means occupation. So Sato Vritti means what is bona fide Vaishnava occupation. What is bona fide Vaishnava attitude? Both. Vaishnava Achar is also Sato Vritti, and the occupational duties performed by Vaishnavas is also Sato Vritti. So therefore he divides it into two categories, the householder sadhus and the renunciant sadhus, and then the two types of Vritti for both of them, attitude and occupation, like that he is describing. Short commentaries by both Radharaman Goswami and Bhakti Vinod Thakur. We started discussing Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur's yesterday. So, and then at some point, we started discussing on a particular topic. So, we will come to that point and continue that discussion further. So, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Sarasvati Thakur mentions, Utsaha means to remain indifferent to the cultivation of jnana, the activities of karma. So, Utsaha has two things. Utsaha should be there, but it should not be indiscriminate. One should not be enthusiastic to perform anything. Bhakti, chalo, 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 enthusiasm. Political rally, chalo, 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 enthusiasm, you know. So, enthusiasm is not indiscriminate enthusiasm. Enthusiasm means to remain indifferent to the cultivation of karma, jnana and any other spiritual practices which have an aim other than the aim to please Krishna. One should not have enthusiasm for that, and one should have resolute enthusiasm to executing the limbs of sadhana bhakti. So, utsaha does not refer to an over-excited person. He is excited about everything. That is his nature. Usko kya bolte hain? Sanguine bolte hain ki?
Sanguine.
Sanguine hai. Jolly. Jolly. Always excited. So, this is not talking about utsaha means sanguine personality is not utsaha. Jo uska opposite kone? Melancholic.
Pragmatic.
Oh, pragmatic person bhi utsaha ho sakta hai. So, here we are not talking about types of personalities.
Like, I remember this time in Chopati temple, His Holiness Radharan Swami Maharaj says, the most enthusiastic brahmachari for preaching
Sankirtan.
Most enthusiastic brahmachari for preaching is
preaching. Actually, it is true. So, here, utsaha does not refer to an over-excited person or a sanguine person.
Erratic.
So, here we are talking about utsaha as a virtue to be cultivated by the devotee, which means absolute indifference to other paths and enthusiasm towards practicing the limbs of sadhana bhakti. That is utsaha. And anyone can do utsaha. It can be a pragmatic person, it can be a sanguine person, it could be a choleric person. So the concept. Could be a melancholic person. Koi bhi, anyone can actually be utsaha. Bhagavad Bhakti alone is the ultimate objective of all living beings. Such firm faith is called nischaya. Nischaya means faith in the objective. Dhairya means faith in the process. This is an interesting explanation given by Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur. He says, Bhagavad Bhakti alone is the ultimate objective of all living
and
beings.
The goal of prayojan and in the process.
Prayojan and abhideya. Prayojan nischaya, abhideya, dhairya hai visa. So nischaya means he has no doubts about the goal of life. See, actually nischaya ka meaning kya hai? Nischaya means what? What is Prabhupada's explanation of nischaya? Endeavoring with confidence. So you can endeavor with confidence only if you are free of doubts. So the essential aspect of nischaya is getting the doubts clarified.
So this is compared with samanya abhideya.
This is prayojan. This is how bhakti siddhanta. Nischaya is prayojan.
That Bhagavad means faith in process. Mm-hmm.
It says sometimes wandering onto the paths of karma, jnana, and so forth makes one's mind restless. And following their sadhanas will only produce suffering in the end. Therefore, the path of bhakti is the sole constitutional path for all the jivas. Such firm conviction is called dhairya, fortitude.
So one should be enthusiastic for bhakti, knowing that he will achieve the goal. For that, one has to be patient to follow the path.
So, faith in the prayojan is nischaya. Faith in the means to attain that prayojan is dhairya. Sticking on to the process, even though the goal may be delayed, that is dhairya. So dhairya depends on, dhairya and nischaya both depend on knowledge actually. So you can be free of doubts. When you have doubts, you have to refer back to Guru Sadhu Shastra and clear those doubts. Then you can endeavor with confidence. And dhairya, you can get patience only when you know how long it takes for the result to come. What result will come when? Aapko pata chalega, abhi board exam likh diya. Likhne ke baad, ab roj aap internet mein jaake aa gaya kya result check karenge, nahi hoga. Abhi pehle aapko pata chal gaya, कि मेरा मार्च में एग्जाम लिख दिया, मई में ही रिजल्ट आएगा. तो मई तक आप यू नो यू विल बी पेशेंट. बट व्हेन यू डोंट नो व्हेन द रिजल्ट विल कम, यू विल बिकम इंपेशेंट. यू विल थिंक, अरे यार, देर आर सो मेनी टीचर्स, दे कैन करेक्ट ऑल द पेपर्स, एंड वन टीचर विल करेक्ट फॉर वन सब्जेक्ट ओनली. ना तो कितना दिन, समझो कि 10 दिन भी हो जाएगा पेपर करेक्शन के लिए, तो मार्क्स को अपलोड करने के लिए और 2 दिन, तो उसको वेबसाइट में डालने के लिए और 2 दिन. तो मतलब in two weeks आई शुड गेट द रिजल्ट. इफ यू थिंक लाइक दैट, देन यू आर लैकिंग नॉलेज. बट व्हेन यू अंडरस्टैंड क्लियरली हाउ लॉन्ग इट टेक्स फॉर दिस रिजल्ट टू मैनिफेस्ट, हाउ लॉन्ग इट टेक्स फॉर दिस रिजल्ट टू मैनिफेस्ट, व्हाट आर द सिम्टम्स, देन वी विल नॉट बिकम इम्पेशेंट. Why am I not making any progress? Why am I not developing taste? Like that, we will not become impatient. Therefore, the path of bhakti is the sole constitutional path for all the jivas. Such firm conviction is called dhairya, fortitude. This is where we paused yesterday. So, then we, isme se, we discussed that sometimes, With all good intention, someone may get the guidance that you think you are so advanced that you can, just bhakti will respond to you like that. And in this way, already the person's practice of bhakti is weak. So when assailed by such kind of arguments and comments, that weak faith becomes mixed faith. He thinks, ha yaar, sach mein? Toh, और क्या क्या करना है प्रभु बताओ आप, एंड देन इट अ लिस्ट विल कम. सो दैट कोमल श्रद्धा विल बिकम मिश्र श्रद्धा एक्चुअली. सो कोमल श्रद्धा हैज टू बी फोर्टिफाइड, इट नीड्स सम न्यूट्रिशन, इट नीड्स सम विटामिन सप्लीमेंट्स, सो दैट दैट कोमल श्रद्धा कैन बिकम मध्यम श्रद्धा एंड देन एवेंचुअली उत्तम श्रद्धा. बट वेन द कोमल श्रद्धा इज नॉट शील्डेड, याद है आपको कभी कभी गौशाला में, कोई गौशाला से है घर नहीं है, सो गौशाला में अर्ली डेज में मुझे याद है एज सून एज द काफ इज बॉर्न ना कुत्ता आके खा लेता है. एक बार हुआ, एक दो बार हुआ एक्चुअली, टू टाइम्स इट हैपेंड अर्ली डेज. इधर हुआ तो कुत्ता आके खा लेता था, यू नो तीन चार कुत्ता लेके घेर के उसको अटैक कर देता था.
इधर मैंने देखा तारा का जब बच्चा होता ना खिड़की का छोटा था, when dog used to enter na tara used to chase the dog out, itna kyun violent ho rahe kyunki he knows na child is small.
To
aisa atithi par charge kar dete.
So it has to be, so when the faith is tender and it has to be protected actually, because that person's faith has not been fortified by proper shastric understanding. So if someone else comes and quotes another non, other non-devotional shastras, this person will think, yaar, itna hai, mujhe to sab galat galat cheez sikha diya hai logon ne. Inhone bola ki bhakti se sab ho jayega, abhi samajh mein aa raha hai. Actually, bhakti se sab nahi hota hai. Like that. So therefore, firm conviction in the process, Krishna bhakti kaile sarva karma krita hoy, that is fortitude. So in this context, we had some discussions, but we didn't have sufficient time, so we could not continue the discussion yesterday. So we will continue the discussion now. Yes, Devdutt. Now,
what I was thinking was that this thing does not come up in normal situation, say, but in extreme situations.
Yeah.
Where devotees are
really suffering.
Really suffering. Really means ill level.
Correct, correct. I agree.
In terms of, you know, sometimes black magic, devotion, devotion. Why black magic? Why are they devotion?
Sickness. Yeah.
And health wise, I've seen some devotees really, really suffering.
Correct. Health wise I agree, health wise that's what we discussed yesterday, there is cheshta and there is daivam. So to go to a doctor to fix your health falls within the category of cheshta, but to go to an astrologer to fix your problem falls within the category of daivam. So but the point is that a devotee's life is not controlled by Daiva, it is controlled by Krishna. And Krishna puts the devotee under particular problems because he wants to bring that devotee closer to his lotus feet. In this context, we will take a few minutes to go through the commentary to the verse yasyaham anugrinami harishyetat dhanam shanaihi tato adhanam tejantyasya swajana dukkha dukkitam. So we will go through the commentary of this verse by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. It will throw some light. उसको मैंने एक्चुअली कोई तो एक ऑनलाइन कोर्स में हैड मेड अ नहीं हम यू नोट डाउन योर पॉइंट ये जो कमेंट्री पढ़ने के बाद देन वी विल गेट बैक टू योर दिस थिंग. सो आई एम जस्ट ट्राइंग टू थिंक which was the rediscovering Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti mein. Correct. Usme rediscovering Vaidhi Sadhana Bhakti mein I had This is a, आपको ये चाहिए तो मेरे पास ये भी है ओडोमॉस भी है Just please hold on. I am just trying to किधर ये discuss किया exactly मुझे. I am just trying to search. मधुमाधव तो वो ऐसा कम.
सोशल डिस्टेंसिंग
क्या हो गया नहीं नहीं यस 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 अरे यार कहीं पे तो मैंने डाला था ये I'm just trying to I'm not able to find out.
Before the
Okay, I got it. Okay, we will discuss this. Okay, so this is from Madhurya Kadambini, but I have added some sections from Bhagavatam also. Devotee's suffering is not due to his prarabdha karma. So this is the first foundational understanding that we should have. Okay, let's see what he says. Devotee's suffering is not due to his prarabdha karma. Some not only suppose the presence of nama aparad due to the absence of symptoms of prema and traces of sinful activity in devotees who are practicing devotional process such as kirtan, but they also suppose the absence of destruction of the reactions of prarabdha karma by observing the presence of ordinary material distresses. Some people say that look, a devotee bhi suffer kar raha hai, to prarabdha karma hi hai na uska. So he says, however, Ajamil, I will not go through these details, I will just directly. For the devotee, accumulated sins committed due to previous bad habits have no effect like the bite of a serpent without its poisoned fangs. This is Vishnu Chaitanya Thakur. The sickness, lamentation, and other sufferings undergone by devotees are not the reactions to sins in previous life. Prarabdha. The Lord has also said, Nirdhanatva Maharogo Madanugraha Lakshanam. The awesome affliction known as poverty is in fact a sign of mercy, he says. The Lord himself has said, Yasyaham Anugrunami Harishyetat Dhanam Shanaihi Tato Adhanam Tejantyasya Svajana Dukkha Dukkitam. If I especially favor someone, I gradually deprive him of his wealth, then the relatives and friends of such a poverty stricken man abandon him. In this way he suffers one distress after another. This is one example. It's not that every time he will make that person poverty stricken, he could give some diseases and things like that also. So, isme abhi hum Vishnu Chaitanya Thakur ka commentary padhne wale hain. Elaborate commentary. One of the elaborate commentaries written by Bhakti Vishnu Chaitanya Thakur. But very illuminating commentary. He answers all questions here. A man suffers misery because of loss of wealth. He suffers further because of rejection by his relatives, because he is poor. No one wants a poor man. This suffering being given by the Lord is not the result of karma. Even the happiness given to the Lord's devotees is not the result of karma, but rather an unrequested result of bhakti. Even though we don't perform bhakti to become happy, but Krishna nevertheless gives happiness. In the form of Shubhada, on the level of Sadhana Bhakti, then Moksha Lagutakrit on the level of Bhava, and Sandrananda Visheshatma on the level of Prema. The happiness and distress which appear to be Prarabdha Karma are given by the Lord Himself. The Shruti says, Bhavad Utta Shubha Ashubhayohu. Bhavat Utta means Apsya Utpanna Hua. Shubha or Ashubha means the apparent auspicious and inauspicious things. Bhavat Utta means Aap Bhagavan Se. When a person realizes, this is from the 10th canto, the Shruti's prayers by the Vedas personified. When a person realizes you, he no longer cares about his good and bad fortunes arising from pious and sinful acts, since it is you alone who control this good and bad fortune. But someone may say, how can the Lord, who is so affectionate to his devotee, make him suffer? If the Lord is affectionate to his devotee, how can he make his devotee suffer? This is the question. He says, the father, even though affectionate to his sons, gives them the austerity of studying by taking away their sources of enjoyment. Mobile phones. Padho abhi, baad mein deta. So even though it may give some suffering to the child, but the father knows, but I am doing it for his benefit. The father knows that the action is a sign of his affection, though the son does not appreciate it at that time. When the person is going through the problem, he does not understand. बट वन में से अरे ये तो बहुत आपका इमेजिनेशन लग रहा है, क्योंकि जब डिवोटी का सफरिंग है नॉन डिवोटी का सफरिंग है दोनों सेम ही लगता है मुझे, इसको भी मलेरिया आता है उसको भी मलेरिया आता है, इसको भी फाल्सिफेरम दिया तो फाल्सिगो दिया तो ठीक हो जाता है, उसको भी फाल्सिगो दिया तो ठीक हो जाता है, ये भी कोरोना से मरता है वो भी कोरोना से मरता है। आप बोल रहे हैं कि ये प्रारब्ध कर्म से वो भगवान से एक सके सर, बोथ सफरिंग लुक द सेम, व्हाट डिस्टिंग्विशेस देम, ये सुना ये बहुत इंटरेस्टिंग पॉइंट है। He says, even though experiencing happiness or suffering arising from karma, so when you experience a suffering, then that particular karma is destroyed by that suffering. Even though experiencing happiness or suffering arising from karma, therefore finishing off the effects, a person still maintains the seed or desire. So he may experience the suffering for a particular karma, but the desire to perform the same sinful activity is not gone. Say yeah, no? The cause is desire for enjoyment. That seed continues and it produces more and more suffering. Why? It will again push that person to act in sinfully. It will give sinful reaction and he will experience the sinful reaction. According to the degree of karma or sin, the person experiences a particular degree of suffering or happiness, and even to the extent of falling to hell. So a person who is within the realm of karma, he may, proportionate to his sinful activity, he will experience sinful reaction or suffering, and this could go to the extent of going to hell. Thus there are three qualities of karmic suffering. कार्मिक सफरिंग का तीन लक्षण है, क्या है? नंबर वन, इवन दो एक्सपीरियंस ऑफ हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस डिस्ट्रॉय द कर्म, बट द डिजायर टू परफॉर्म दैट सिंफुल एक्टिविटी अगेन इज नॉट गॉन, वन। सेकंड है, दैट डिजायर लीड्स टू मोर एंड मोर एक्शंस विच लीड टू मोर हैप्पीनेस एंड डिस्ट्रेस डिपेंडिंग ऑन व्हाट एक्शन ही परफॉर्म्स। थर्ड सिम्टम, द डिस्ट्रेस में The distress many times can even be extreme hellish suffering. These three are the symptoms of a person suffering due to his karmic reaction. On the other hand, the suffering induced by the Lord himself, however, is not due to the desire of the living entity, but it is due to the Lord's desire. I want to bring this person closer to my lotus feet because he has surrendered unto me. That is the seed. The seed of suffering is not the seed of material desire in the heart of the devotee jiva, but the seed of that suffering is in the heart of Krishna. What should I give him so that he will take the devotional process more seriously and come to my lotus feet? That is the seed, and that seed lasts only as long as necessary for the Lord's purpose and no longer. जब तक वो पर्पस फुलफिल हो जाएगा तब तक ही वो सफरिंग रहेगा। When that purpose of bringing that living entity closer to his lotus feet, when that purpose is accomplished, suffering is stopped. Krishna does not allow that person to suffer any longer.
Pure devotee भी देखते हैं सफर करते हैं। They are close to Krishna, fully surrender. Still suffering comes.
Close means how close? Prema. So which means their suffering that you see is apparent, that is in your vision, that is not in them. You see they are crying, they may be crying due to separation from Krishna.
Disease
hai, par wo disease unko peeda de raha hai bolke aapko kaise pata?
Physical to dikhta hai na.
Physical dikhta hai, par andar unka kya chal raha hai aapko kaise pata? See, Krishna gives for that purpose, he gives suffering even to pure devotees, but there is a specific purpose to intensify. Narada Muni ko diya, he took the vision away and he was suffering, mental suffering. That was emotional turmoil. It may not be physical, mental, but that feelings of separation burnt away all that remaining anarthas that might have been there. We'll continue. So in the sixth canto, third chapter, there is a verse. This is Yamaraj instructing the Yamadutas.
Jihvana bhakti bhagavad guna nama deyam chetaschana smarati tat charanaravindam krishnaya no namati yas chiraye kadapi tanana yadvamasato krita vishnu pratyam.
So this is Yamaraj telling the Yamadutas, who are the people whom you should bring to hell? Tan asato anayadvam, bring those impious people to hell. Akrita Vishnu Krityam, who have never served Vishnu. Yad Shiraha, jinka sir, Yekada api no namati, Krishnaya, whose head has never ever bowed down to Krishna. So those people, you bring them. And Jihvana Bhakti Bhagavat Gunanama Deyam, jinka jihva se Bhagavan Naam Roop Gunalila ka kirtan, varnan kabhi bhi nahi hua, unko leke a jao. Cheto na smarati tat charanaravindam. And one whose minds have never remembered his lotus feet, only bring those people to hell. Why is Vishnu Jagadagur quoting this verse? He is quoting this because the third symptom of suffering due to karma is that one's suffering can be so severe that he can go to hell and suffer. But here he is quoting, how much ever suffering Krishna may give to the devotee, but it will not be extreme. Hellish suffering Krishna will never give to a devotee. That's what he is indicating here. Because Yamaraja has told strict standing order, don't bring those people who have even once chanted the holy name. This is not an exaggeration. From this it is understood that for the devotee suffering because of the Lord, there is no fall to hell. He may suffer, Krishna may give him suffering, but it will never be as extreme as what one can get due to his prarabdha karma. Because of the affection of the Lord for his devotee, the Lord does not give them extreme suffering. Extreme means that which he cannot handle.
जिसने एक बार भी नाम लिया है वो हेल नहीं जाए.
श्रद्धा पूर्वक.
ये कुछ डिवोटी मींस यहां पे किस लेवल पे है उसमें तो
श्रद्धा आदव श्रद्धा का स्तर पे
वो मिक्स नहीं रहेगा.
मिक्स नहीं, आदव श्रद्धा मींस प्योर श्रद्धा, नॉट मिक्स्ड.
प्योर श्रद्धा भी नहीं रहेगा, नाम लिया तो नहीं जाएगा.
हाँ, इवन इफ इज प्राधानीभूत भक्त भी हो वो हेल नहीं जाएगा. अशेष अगहरम विदुः
बोल
दिया. सी दैट इज मेंशनड, बट उसका एक्सप्लेनेशन में श्री भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर एक्सप्लेन्स दैट सांकेत्यम दैट शुड ऑल्सो बी विदाउट ऑफेंसेस. So the three qualities of suffering given by the Lord, three symptoms ye hai. The suffering induced by the Lord, the suffering is induced by the Lord himself. The suffering induced by the Lord himself is by his desire, the Lord's desire, not by the Jiva's desire. So it may not be always proportionate to the activity performed by the Jiva. It may be disproportionate also.
Anyway.
Yeah. Second, that suffering lasts only as long as necessary for the Lord's purpose and no longer. Sometimes prarabdha karma se bhi jyada de sakte hain.
Or reduce it also.
Kyunki wo unka activity ke anusar nahi hai, फॉर द पर्पस ऑफ ब्रिंगिंग दैट सोल क्लोजर टू हिज लोटस फीट, उसको अकम्प्लिश करने के लिए जो करना है उतना करेंगे. बट बिकॉज ऑफ द अफेक्शन ऑफ द लॉर्ड फॉर हिज डिवोटी द लॉर्ड डस नॉट गिव देम एक्सट्रीम सफरिंग, वो कभी भी नहीं देंगे. द सफरिंग अराइजिंग फ्रॉम कर्मा एंड द लॉर्ड आर लाइक द सफरिंग अराइजिंग फ्रॉम रिसीविंग अ बीटिंग फ्रॉम एन एनिमी एंड वन्स मदर. The devotee does not want because he is not able to understand the plan of the Lord. This is why this cultivation is important. That is why we are sitting and discussing. See, at least theoretically accept that Krishna is doing this for a particular purpose, to bring me closer to him. So rather we can pray that Krishna, please help me respond to this situation that you have put me in a favorable way, that actually I will come closer to your feet.
So Krishna bolke kaise me usne,
yeah,
whatever it takes, purify me fast, I can come. Uske baad unko,
so one is like poison and the other is like nectar, beating from a mother and from a devotee. But the question arises, can't the Lord fulfill his purpose without giving suffering to his devotees? है ना, अभी डिवोटी को टू ब्रिंग हिम क्लोजर टू हिज लोटस फीट सफरिंग देने का क्या जरूरत है, बिना सफरिंग देके ही लेके आ जाऊंगा. सो ही सेज इट विल नॉट बी फुलफिल्ड, द पर्पस ऑफ द लॉर्ड विल नॉट बी फुलफिल्ड विदाउट गिविंग सफरिंग. व्हाई? ही गिव्स सफरिंग टू हिज डियर मोस्ट which ultimately results in happiness, like applying stinging ointment to the eye. Abhi aamla khane ke baad aap pani piyenge, meetha lagta hai na. How many of you have experienced it?
Bachchon ne baat karte
hai na, par wo aamla khane ka time kaisa lagta hai? Thoda kadwaish lagta hai, matlab not very pleasant taste, but after that when you drink water it tastes very sweet. So therefore he gives suffering to his dear most, which ultimately results in happiness, like applying a stinging ointment to the eye. Abhi like subah wo ye kya kajal nahi, wo anjan,
wo anjan,
you apply it for what purpose?
Cleansing of eyes.
बट अंजन लगाने का टाइम कैसे लगता है? दिखता नहीं है. पर सिमिलरली आंख का डायलेशन भी करते हैं ना, फॉर व्हेन यू गो फॉर जो भी है, सो इट इज फॉर डायलेटिंग. तो वो डालने के बाद तुरंत कुछ नहीं दिखता है, इजंट इट? बट उसके बाद बहुत एकदम क्लियर दिखना शुरू हो जाता है. Similar like that anjan only. So the Lord gives suffering to his devotees to accomplish three purposes. In order to preserve the secret of bhakti, so that one should not say, "Arey yaar, ye log itna sinful activities karte hain, but Hare Krishna kiya par kuch bhi reaction nahi hai. Ye acha hai, maybe." Whereas that person may be struggling with his anarthas, sincerely wanting to come out of it, but this person will see it as what? Arey Hare Krishna karega to kuch bhi main kar sakta hu. So that will become the seventh offense. Namno baladyasya hi papa buddhi. So therefore, in order to protect the secret of bhakti, Krishna allows the devotees to suffer. Second, to avoid uprooting the opinions of the speculators and smarthas. So smartha vidhi ko bhi destroy nahi hona chahiye, because till one gets the pure devotional seed, at least the other jnana yoga, karma yoga, they have to be protected for that purpose also. Third, to increase the longing of his devotees. In order to increase the longing of his devotees. Moreover, if I make the devotees always happy, then there would be no avatars such as Krishna and Rama, since they would come to protect the devotees and destroy the demons. Because Krishna says, Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha dushpratam. Abhi, devotees always happy hai. Bhagwan ko aane ka kya jarurat hai? And if the avatars did not come, how could there be playing of the devotees in the sweet ocean of pastime such as Rasleela? Agar Bhagwan nahi aayenge, to devotees, how will they engage in Leela? Unme se, are, but is it a fault, a important part abhi aara, is it a fault if the Lord comes without having to deliver the devotee from suffering? Devotee ko suffering mein dal ke unko deliver karne ke liye Bhagwan aana chahiye kya? Can't he come without the devotee suffering at all? Kya problem hai? Aajao. Will the devotee feel bad? Still he will participate in the pastimes and he will be happy. Very interesting answer Vishnu Jagadaguru is going to give. Oh brother, you are indeed not familiar with rasa. Just listen. The sunrise appears splendid because of the darkness. In the summer, coolness is pleasant. And in the cold season, warmth is pleasant. In the darkness, a lamp appears splendid rather than in the light. Food tastes delicious when there is suffering from hunger. There is no need to elaborate more. अगर आपको रसा नहीं समझता है तो मैं आपको ये आंसर नहीं कर सकता हूँ. भूख लगेगा तो रसम अप्रिशिएट करेगा. पर ओडोमास की वजह से काट नहीं पा रहा है शायद. सो ही सेज दैट देयरफॉर इफ यू अंडरस्टैंड रसा देन यू विल अंडरस्टैंड व्हाई अदरवाइज व्हाई शुड कृष्णा लीव द गोपीज. यू शुड बी ऑलवेज अरे आप इसके लिए आपको रसा समझना पड़ेगा. द ट्रूथ इज दैट द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड द ग्रेटेस्ट बेनिफैक्टर ऑफ हिज डिवोटीज पर्पसली इन्फ्लिक्ट सफरिंग ऑन हिज डिवोटीज जस्ट टू इंक्रीज देयर ह्यूमिलिटी एंड यर्निंग फॉर हिम. दस द डिवोटीज वोस मीन्स सफरिंग्स आर नॉट बिकॉज ऑफ फ्रूटिव रिएक्शंस नॉर आर दे द रिएक्शंस ऑफ प्रारब्ध सिंस. Like that. So, this is from Bhagavatam commentary to the verse. Krishna Chagadaguru, Yasyaham Anugrinami Harishetad Dhanam Shanaikyu. Commentary. Comprehensive commentary. Yes, Jagadaguru.
Five reasons that externally it appears that the devotee is suffering.
Yeah, three reasons he gives.
Like suppose if we take
Bhakti
Charuswami Maharaj's case. Yeah. One sense externally it was not a very nice type of a
departure.
Yeah. In the hospital, the devotee is suffering. Yeah. And on the other side, you said that actually they are relishing from within.
Yeah.
They are relishing from within, whether externally there is a very favorable thing or not favorable, doesn't make any difference.
Actually, when Kuresh and Mahapurna were taken by Kulottunga, so they went to represent Ramanujacharya. Ramanujacharya took the white clothes of Kuresh and Kuresh accepted the saffron clothes of Ramanujacharya. So, Ramanujacharya left. Kuresh and Mahapurna were caught by Kulottunga. So they were brought in front of Kulottunga. They presented the pure teachings. King Kulottunga. And they presented the pure teachings of Bhakti. Kulottunga could not digest it. He plugged the eyes of both eyes of both of them. The dearmost disciple of Ramanujacharya and the dearmost spiritual master of Ramanujacharya. So both of them without any help are walking from there, asking here and there with plucked eyes towards Srirangam. At some point, Mahapurna got ready to give up his body. This was in the outskirts of Srirangam. Kuresh said, we are just so very close to reaching Srirangam. So why don't you just tolerate for some time so that we can reach Srirangam, and in the abode of Ranganath you can give up your life. Mahapurna said, if I do that, then people will think that moksha is possible for a devotee only if he gives up his life in Srirangam or a holy place. For a person who has surrendered to Krishna, wherever he gives his life, Krishna will take him back. I want to set that example. So I know I can very much tolerate till I reach Srirangam, but purposefully I will give up my body before entering Srirangam.
I want to close this one. All temples are not different from
Vaikuntha.
Better give up in Pennsylvania, not think of going to Vrindavan.
So therefore, we may think, oh, how unfortunate, he was so close to Srirangam. Mm-hmm. If only Kuresh would not have revealed it, we would think, how unfortunate, man. If only they had reached Srirangam, so many devotees would have come, surrounded them, they would have had kirtan, and it would have been so wonderful. But Mahapurna had his own logic. I can wait. There is no problem. But I want to prove that for a surrendered devotee, where he leaves his body, how he leaves his body is immaterial. Krishna will take care. So he wanted to prove that. He said, he lied down there only and gave up his life.
So there is no doubt about between Krishna and the devotee. You know that it is individual. But externally you gave so many reasons to those who are, what are the reasons you give one to people, those who don't have faith, so maybe for them.
For them also.
Yeah. Why does it happen? Because so many reasons he gave.
Yeah, in order to preserve the secret of bhakti.
That means it's not taken very cheaply.
So you should not think, oh, aisa lag raha hai ki main bhakti leke kuch bhi kar sakta hu. One should not take up the bhakti like that. That is not proper, taking bhakti with proper faith.
So those who don't have faith, they see
the devotee is not at all suffering.
Body that can.
Nee, he will think, so for non-devotees, but who are attached to the Vedic path, they should think, oh, dekho, if you don't avoid sinning, then you cannot avoid suffering. Like that's how they should see. Because that will give them the inspiration to act on their platform according to their adhikar. Their adhikar is karma adhikar. So therefore, they should consciously avoid acting sinfully and they should consciously act in a pious way. So, therefore, they should see, mujhe pata hai ki ye 10 saal, 20 saal pehle kya kya karta tha. To abhi uska jo sins ka reaction abhi mil raha hai. Isliye main bol raha hu, humko sins se bachna chahiye. So that is a proper lesson for one who is on the level of karma nishtha. So, agar sab kuch ulta pulta externally ho gaya, then this person will think, are acha hai, main mar mar ke kyun mera varnashram duties karun? I will live as my mind wanders, ye karna hai, wo karna hai, sab kuch karo. End of the day, Hare Krishna karo, ho gaya na. You should not think like that. For that, he allows the devotee to go through suffering. Mm-hmm. Like that. That is one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. Second is to avoid uprooting the opinions of the smarthas. Smartha vidhi, the other vidhis also should be protected. Similar, first and second are similar. Mm-hmm. Third is to increase the longing of the devotees. So, this increases the longing of the devotees.
First of all, in order to preserve the secret of bhakti, this Lord don't want to reveal
For unqualified people, he does not want to reveal
suffering,
the glories of bhakti.
So, ladies will break
desecrating the deities, मतलब जो कोई अदर फेथ वाले आके मूर्ति को अंतिम स्मृति वर्जन फॉर अ प्योर डिवोटी फॉर अ प्रैक्टिशनर ऑफ प्योर डिवोटी टू रिमेंबर कृष्ण एट द टाइम ऑफ डेथ इज नॉट मैंडेटरी एक्चुअली कृष्ण रिमेंबर्स दैट पर्सन
Sometimes what we see, Shraddha itself is destroyed. And devotees leave Krishna consciousness.
Devotees leave Krishna. If devotees leave Krishna consciousness because of suffering, then that suffering, that is just a temporary thing. They will come back again. Because Krishna promises, Navai jano jatu katanchana vrudyan mukunda sevi anyavadatra samsritim स्मरण मुकुंदांग्रि उपगोहनम पुनर विहातु मिच्छेन नरसक्रहोजना तो कृष्ण क्लियरली सेज दैट इफ समवन गिव्स अप भक्ति ड्यू टू देयर कंडीशनिंग पास्ट कंडीशनिंग्स रिटर्निंग बैक व्हाटएवर इट मे बी ही सेज कृष्ण कांस्टेंटली सेंड्स रिमाइंडर्स मेमोरीज ऑफ द वंडरफुल डेज प्रैक्टिसिंग कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस And he pulls that person back. Krishna takes responsibility. Till when? Till eternity. Krishna will not think, अरे मैं एक बार किया, दो बार किया, तीन बार किया, अभी तक आया नहीं. Krishna will keep on. As long as he has not given up the process due to offenses, so definitely Krishna constantly keeps sending offense का पूरा गया. Yeah, he will become like a materialist.
So why should Krishna do it? In one sense, he said that he put the test only to form pure capacity. That is also said. But here, if he does it, he's going to leave Krishna consciousness, then what is the purpose? Why should he do it?
Prabhu, sometimes when people leave Krishna consciousness, they come back with solid gratitude.
Okay, so.
अभी दैवता प्रभु इफ यू रिमेम्बर ही शेयर्ड सबके सामने शेयर किया उस दिन गौरांग प्रभु का क्लास में तो गौरांग प्रभु सेड दैट 50% ऑफ द इनिशिएटेड डिवोटीज इन इस्कॉन डू नॉट चैंट 16 राउंड्स दैवता प्रभु सेड ओ आई फेल इन दैट कैटेगरी फॉर 13 इयर्स पब्लिकली बोला क्लास में आप भी थे गौरंग प्रभु के सामने बैठे थे 13 प्राइवेटली नहीं पब्लिकली बोला गौरंग प्रभु का क्लास में बोला व्हाट एवर इट इज महावन में हुआ
ब्रह्मचारी क्लास में
ही टोल्ड रिकॉर्डिंग में इन्होंने सुना आप भी थे क्लास में सो 13 इयर्स अभी उनका ग्रैटिट्यूड देखो व्हाट इज हिज एज एंड व्हाट इज ही डूइंग ही इज लिटरली गोइंग एंड बेगिंग एवरी ब्रह्मचारी अरे कुछ बैलों को कुछ काम दे दो कुछ भी दे दो लोगों को उठा के जाएंगे वो आपका कुछ मिट्टी विट्टी इधर से उधर ट्रांसफर करना है कि बैलों को दे दो
अभी वो वुडन लॉग्स
वुडन लॉग्स अभी एक एक को जाके इज बेगिंग फॉर द मिशन ऑफ प्रभुपाद व्हाट इज हिज एज इज बियॉन्ड 70 71 72 है उनका एज एंगेजमेंट फॉर द बुल्स क्या उनको कोई पगार दे रहा है क्या इसके लिए
दे फील दैट दे आर वर्थ
So the point is, so the 13-year gap is worth it. अगर ऐसा हमको gratitude से भक्ति कर पाएंगे तो 13 years कृष्णा knows pulls them back.
तो जो जिस suffering के कारण लोग चले जाते हैं, that was also given by Krishna.
See, the situation, of course, that's what we are discussing here. But you should not consider that as, see, the suffering, Krishna puts the devotee in a suffering, which is handleable for the devotee. But if the devotee utilizes his free will, abhi, aapko, in an improper way, samjho, ki abhi, aapko Hamrapur jana hai. मैं आपको इलेक्ट्रिक व्हीकल में गेट तक ड्रॉप कर दूंगा, हेल्प है कि नहीं, है ना? आप उधर से लेफ्ट टर्न लेके चलना शुरू कर देंगे तो नहीं में से, अरे यार दो दिन से चल रहा हूं हमरापुर बोल के कुछ आ ही नहीं रहा है, आपको राइट टर्न लेना चाहिए था. बट यू नो व्हाट कृष्णा विल डू, आपको कंचाट में पिकअप करके पास तक लेके आएंगे, हमरापुर फाटा तक लेके आएंगे. उधर से आपको लेफ्ट टर्न लेके हमरापुर गांव जाना चाहिए, आप सीधा तेन्ना करके और जाएंगे तो कृष्णा क्या करेंगे, उधर से आपको पिकअप करके दोबारा लेके आएंगे. इट इज लाइक द गूगल मैप,
जीपीएस.
जीपीएस आप जीपीएस से नाउ टर्न लेफ्ट, नाउ टर्न लेफ्ट, यू विल टर्न राइट, रिकैलिब्रेट. आप जिधर है उधर से दोबारा आपको रिकैलिब्रेट करके, सो एट एनी पॉइंट विल दी गूगल मैप गेट जीपीएस बिकम एक्सास्परेटेड. आई गिव अप मैन, यू इडियट, यू डोंट नो इवन लेफ्ट एंड राइट, व्हाट इज दिस, व्हाई आर यू ड्राइविंग, व्हाई डू यू नीड अ जीपीएस लाइक दैट. सो कृष्णा इज लाइक दैट, ही विल पुट यू इन अ सिचुएशन विच इज मोस्ट फेवरेबल फॉर यू टू टेक शेल्टर. बट इफ वी मिसयूज that opportunity and respond in an inappropriate way, then what happens? Krishna will give you another chance. Then if you misuse, Krishna will give you another chance. Misuse, Krishna will give you another chance. Till you don't misuse your free will in committing offenses. Galti kar raha hai, theek hai. You fall prey to your conditionings, theek hai. No problem. But when you start committing offenses, then Krishna withdraws.
There's another chance, maybe next life
also. Next lives, next many lives also. He'll give you a chance. He'll keep pulling gives. So,
hell may devotee nahi jayenge, but they can get downgraded to lower species also.
No.
Bharat Maharaj's case is.
अगर अभी हमारे पास टाइम नहीं है, टाइम है तो मैं उसको पढ़ सकता हूँ. सो भरत महाराज केस इज स्पेशल अरेंजमेंट बाय कृष्णा, दिस इज नॉट अ नॉर्मल केस एट ऑल.
माने स्पेशल अरेंजमेंट में कृष्णा कर सकते हैं.
नीचे मतलब इट इज मेंशनड कृष्णा चक्रवर्ती ठाकुर इन मातृकादंबिनी सेज दैट भरत महाराज डिमोशन टू अ डियर is not demotion, because in the body of a deer he had 1,000 times more love towards Krishna than when he had in the body of Bharat Maharaj.
Elevation.
So abhi Vritrasura demotion bolenge kya? See, once elevation or demotion is measured based on the consciousness and not in the body. See, he says, and when he became Jada Bharat, he had 1,000 times more longing for the association of the Lord.
So, unko deer ka body mein usse sab takleef nahi hua rahega jaisa dusra deer ko
hai. He immediately ran to Pulaha Ashram to hear Krishna Katha. Which deer does that?
Why Krishna allowed to become
deer? In order to accomplish certain goals, not for Bharat Maharaj, but for others. Others can learn valuable lessons. So that is not that was specially orchestrated by Krishna. So this is described in detail in the Prevrat Maharaj section by Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur. Prevrat Maharaj ka section mein Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur elaborately is a pastime ko describe karte. There are two types of suffering. One is suffering due to karma and suffering specially given by Krishna, like that he describes. Next time I will search it and we can read it. It's very, very enlightening, illuminating purport.
Regarding the third point, to increase the longing of the devotee, without suffering also, devotee's longing can increase. It is necessary that suffering.
Oh brother, you are indeed not familiar with rasa. Just listen. The sunrise appears splendid because of the darkness. In the summer, coolness is pleasant. And in the cold season, warmth is pleasant. In the darkness, a lamp appears splendid rather than in the light. Food tastes delicious when there is suffering from hunger. There is no need to elaborate.
But the person
who has
hunger,
he
will taste the food.
Now,
but the person who is not realizing, for him the suffering
delicious.
Krishna will not give suffering to such a person. You don't have to worry. Karma will take care. If a person has no interest in Krishna consciousness, Krishna will allow karma to handle. When karma gives suffering, it is not to increase the longing. It is a reaction for his mistake. When Krishna gives, aaj cooking ke baad, main seedha wo refrigerator room ke andar jaake do mala kiya hai. Ekdam fir aaram se itna itna. 15 मिनट अंदर ही था हाँ उसके अंदर
5 डिग्री होता होगा
हाँ पर आपको अग्नि के सामने एक घंटा खड़ा होने के बाद अंदर थोड़ा अच्छा लगता है that is the point. In summer coolness is pleasant. आप ठंडी ठंडी से जाके उधर खड़ा रहेगा तो और ठंडी लगेगा. But 1 hour you sit, you stand in front of three blazing, chulas.
Still the room clearly ho raha hai. That means summer means it is suffering, thoda sa, then you give coolness. But here we are talking about advanced devotees, they have no suffering. They are relishing from within. But externally to the world, it is appearing.
That is also
why
a point.
Why does it happen like that?
That is also a point. That is also a point. That उसके लिए हमने रीजन देखा हमने इन ऑर्डर टू प्रोटेक्ट द सीक्रेट ऑफ भक्ति इन ऑर्डर टू प्रिजर्व द सीक्रेट ऑफ भक्ति
So like this is very I would like this one Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur.
Yeah.
5-6 things.
Yeah.
And because you've seen this Ashriva Swami is Vishnu.
Radhini Mata Ji was maar diya police.
Radhini Mata Ji, very brutal. See, we have no doubt about their relationship with Prabhupada and Krishna. We are not suspecting that at all. But at our level, when we see which is visible, we are not talking like Dhru Maharaj jaisa, Vaikunth, ya Tukaram jaisa, maa se haya aur likhe gaya. Woh toh ekdam dusra hai.
That is why Prabhuji, that is why we are getting trained now to see through the eyes of the scriptures and the acharyas. So, pratyaksha mein bahut kuch dikhega, par hum pratyaksha charma chakshu se dekhna nahi chahiye, shastra chakshu se dekhna chahiye. So, that is why we are...
I will
this is there with you. Oh, why a self-evaluation tools ka PPT mein hi hai. It is there in that one. I have put it in there. उसमें मैंने डाला है.
अच्छा
या आई पुट इट देयर.
आपने जो रीजन बताया कि हाउ डिफर वी डिफर कि कर्मा से है कि उससे तो उसमें मुझे लगा हाँ अपने केस पे कि अभी मैं फॉर मी डिजायर स्टिल देयर. सो तो आप वो भी एक एक कैच आ रहा ना बता देना. अभी तो भक्ति शुरू ही नहीं हुई.
मैं कभी बताता नहीं
मतलब कि वो स्टेजेस में एक्चुअली भक्ति स्टार्ट्स फ्रॉम
श्रद्धा. Bhakti starts from Shraddha. So the nine stages, Adho Shraddha, Tata Sadhu Sangha, Tata Vajana Kriya, oh, those are nine stages of what?
If you have told me, Bhav, Bhakti, Bhav, then actually you were known as a devotee.
I never told that. When did I tell?
Then you, I think what he's saying is, Sadhana Bhakti is not Bhakti as a
Uchana. No,
Bhakti is not. Bhakti
is not. Ajata. Ajata Ruchi.
Ajata Ruchi.
डिफरेंस बिटवीन अनर्थ एंड अभिलाषा. डिजायर इज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ वन्स कंडीशनिंग एंड डिजायर इज बॉर्न आउट ऑफ वन्स वैल्यू सिस्टम. So the desires born out of your value system are called as abhilasha. The desires born out of your conditioning are called as anartha. So bhakti is anya abhilashita shunyam. It is not anya anartha shunyam. Anartha nivritti happens by bhakti. Like for example, you want to chant good rounds. You have this desire. Where is that desire born out of? Your value system or your conditioning? You want to serve your spiritual master. You have this desire. Where is that desire born out of? You have. Hold on. I want to slap that idiot. You have that desire.
Definitely.
Agony. बट आप हंसे क्यों? फर्स्ट दो चीज के लिए हाँ है बोला, अभी तीसरा डिजायर के लिए इतना क्यों शर्मा रहे हैं? क्यों? हाँ है, राइट ट्राई ली, व्हाई कांट यू से अच्छा नहीं है पर फिर भी है. तो वेर इज इट बॉर्न आउट ऑफ? वैल्यू सिस्टम और कंडीशन.
Previous value system.
Which, why has it become previous and not current? So that is the point. So the desires born out of one's conditioning, they are called as anarthas. The desires, one's most cherished desires, which are born out of one's value system, they are abhilasha. So Rupa Goswami defines bhakti as अन्याभिलाषिता शून्यम. एंड वो भक्ति का, वो अन्याभिलाषिता शून्य भक्ति का फर्स्ट बेनिफिट क्या बोलते हैं? क्लेशाग्नि. क्लेशाग्नि मतलब क्या है? प्रारब्ध कर्म अप्रारब्ध कर्म गेट्स डिस्ट्रॉयड, वो तो अलग है. देन ही सेज अविद्या बीजम. अविद्या मीन्स सिंपल इंप्रेशंस. वो सब प्रेम का स्तर पे, साधना भक्ति का स्तर पे क्लेशाग्नि. क्लेशाग्नि मीन्स डिस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ मेटीरियल डिजायर्स. अगर आप इफ यू आर प्रैक्टिसिंग मेटीरियल डिजायर्स, अनर्थ निवृत्ति भक्ति करने से होता है कि नहीं? अनर्थ का मतलब क्या है?
डिजायर्स अनवांटेड डिजायर्स.
तो मतलब when you are practicing bhakti with unwanted desires, are you practicing uttama bhakti or not? Hai ki nahi? Hai na? When you are practicing your bhakti with
uske pehle aap jo
bole, uske pehle kya bola?
ये बोल रहे
हैं अनर्थ आपके नहीं, डिजायर्स
नहीं है. देखो
डिजायर्स, वो उसको अनर्थ के रूप में देख रहे हैं कि अभिलाषा के रूप में देख रहे हैं, वही पूछ रहा हूँ। इट मे बी वेरी स्ट्रॉन्ग, समटाइम्स इट मे पुश यू इन द डायरेक्शन, समटाइम्स इट मे फॉल डाउन भी हो जाएगा, बट यू आर कॉलिंग इट फॉल डाउन, यू आर नॉट कॉलिंग इट एडवांसमेंट, वो यू आर कॉलिंग इट फॉल डाउन।
गिव अप भी मार दिया तो वो अनर्थ ही रहेगा।
करेक्ट। सो द पॉइंट इज दैट इज व्हाई the third stage is anartha nivritti, fourth stage, sorry, shraddha, sadhu sangha, bhajana kriya, uske baad anartha nivritti, a fourth stage. So but all these nine stages are stages of practice of uttama bhakti only, hai ki nahi? Abhi klesha agni bhi uttama bhakti ka hi benefit hai na, मतलब क्लेश के साथ अगर कोई भक्ति कर रहा है तो उत्तम भक्ति नहीं है बोल के बोल नहीं सकते, है ना? इफ यू से दैट आई हैव अनर्था सो आई एम नॉट प्रैक्टिसिंग प्योर डिवोशन सर्विस, देन हु शुड गेट द क्रेडिट ऑफ अनर्थ निवृत्ति, भक्ति और सम अदर प्रोसेस? व्हेन चैतन्य महाप्रभु सेज चेतो दर्पण मार्जनम, इट इज अकम्प्लिश्ड बाय वॉट? Chanting the holy name, practice of bhakti only, na? So who says that if I am troubled by lust, anger, envy, greed, illusion and pride, I am not practicing pure devotional service? The practice may not be on the level of perfection, but it is on the level of practice. And gradually by the practice of bhakti, anartha nivritti is accomplished. कंटिन्यू करेंगे कल,
देखो इसका
ठीक है ना? तो अभी इसको ठीक है, लेट्स कंटिन्यू अदर्स कैन लीव।
मेरा एक उसमें पॉइंट है, साढ़े चार पे प्रसाद, अगर डिवोटी सोच रहा है कि मेरे व्हाई आई एम सफरिंग,
जीवियंस ऑफ कॉन्शियसनेस इज
नॉट, नो नो वैसा नहीं है, इसका वैलिड क्वेश्चन है। इफ अ डिवोटी इज थिंकिंग व्हाई आम आई सफरिंग, then his consciousness is not proper. You can say yes.
Is it karma?
No. If he is not educated, that's all.
Weak education. So really, why mera ye question tha. Now, see, in this group, group is more or less on the same page. So, but when we are in a society, so different people will come with different, levels of faith, and some people may not even come for pure bhakti. They might have joined, they might be very externally devotees, but in terms of their value system, they might not be really clearly pure.
Yena. This you cannot find out through their actions. उनका action से ये आप judge नहीं कर पाएंगे, उसके लिए you have to know that person in and out very well, and you should have earned his trust by so that he is willing to reveal his heart to you. तभी आप।
So my question is, बाहर जब लोग preaching करते हैं।
ये पॉइंट को छेड़ने का जरूरत नहीं है, अगर इफ यू डोंट नो योर ऑडियंस।
व्हाट इज योर एक्सपीरियंस, बिकॉज़ यू हैव डील्ड विद लॉट ऑफ काउंसलर्स एंड एज़ अ, आप लोगों ने काफी प्रीचिंग किया है, सो व्हेन डिवोटी, व्हेन न्यूकमर्स कम लाइक एंड दे बिकम डिवोटीज आल्सो, देयर वैल्यू सिस्टम एज़ अ चेंज हो जाता है। यू सी सम पीपल हु हैव still hold on to old value system, but ठीक है चलो भक्ति भी कर रहे हैं, more of a social activity.
See, very initial stages में ऐसा हो सकता है, but the moment you start studying Prabhupada's books or reading Prabhupada's books and hearing this thing, you can't, if it is totally unacceptable to you, then you will find it very difficult. Then you will say that no, no, I don't believe in all these things. Hare Krishna Mahamantra jap karna ye main agree karta hu, par ye sab aur kuch desire nahi hona chahiye, wo sab main agree nahi karunga. So you will immediately actually present. But generally kya hota hai, those attachments are so deep rooted that theoretically you are convinced, but practically उसको छोड़ने के लिए आपको बहुत टाइम जाता है. अनर्थ निवृत्ति लॉन्ग लॉन्ग फेस ना, सो अनवांटेड डिजायर्स फॉर देम टू गो इट विल टेक टाइम. सो व्हेन दे गेट द प्रॉपर सपोर्ट एंड बेनिफिट ऑफ डाउट, स्लोली स्लोली ओवर अ पीरियड ऑफ टाइम द इंटेंसिटी ऑफ दैट अटैचमेंट विल बिकम वीकर एंड वीकर एंड वीकर एंड वीकर. टाइम जाएगा,
हम लोग का एक्सपीरियंस है ना. How much time it is taking for us?
It is still taking for us. How much time? It will take time. So, so you cannot call them mixed. They may be komala shraddha, weak faith. Many times weak faith and mixed faith may look very similar.
वो तो पता ही नहीं चलेगा. Unless the person very honestly reveals.
Yeah. Even if he is dishonestly hiding ना, तो मतलब वो प्योर श्रद्धा है. क्योंकि अगर उनका मन में जो इच्छा है, अगर वो उसको अनर्थ के रूप में नहीं देख रहा है तो बिंदास आपको रिवील करेगा ना. हाइड कर रहा है मतलब वो गलती है बोल के उसको पता है. दैट इज व्हाई ही इज हाइडिंग.
सो दिस पेट्रियोटिज्म और एक्सटर्नल फिलैंथ्रोपी और ये सब जो है, दैट मेक्स आवर श्रद्धा मिक्स्ड.
एब्सोल्युटली there is no doubt about it. There is absolutely no doubt about it. Prabhupada ne kya sikhaya? What is Prabhupada teaching? That's Prabhupada's teaching, na? Philanthropy for the purpose of, that does not mean that when someone is suffering, we are so hard-hearted that we don't feel compassion for that person. We will definitely help that person. There is no doubt about it. But we won't perform philanthropy for the purpose of performing philanthropy. We will do it so that one day this person also can come to Krishna consciousness. Abhi ye jo pura jawar, mukada, ye sab ka, you know, there is this why we are doing all this rural development and all that? Ultimately, to create a favorable environment so that ultimately they can take up to Krishna consciousness. So, the goal of our institution is not to teach organic farming. The goal of our institution is to make people into devotees. Whatever is favorable to catch their attention.
Medical service.
Medical.
Education.
So these are all our means. These are not our end. The difference between philosophy and Krishna consciousness is when you take the means to be the end, that is philanthropy. So a philanthropist takes hospital to be the end. We take hospital to be the means.
Vedanta hospital.
That is the point. That is the difference between philanthropy and what we are doing actually, spirituality. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Rupa Goswami Pad ki jai. Upadesha Amrit ki jai.